Have you ever noticed that every family has some unwritten rule that everyone is supposed to follow, even though it's never been really said out loud? Well, the rule in our family, the unwritten rule, was don't complain. My mother had a saying, which I've heard from other families too, if you can't say something nice, just don't say something, anything at all. So we were expected to just deal with it if there was something we didn't like. Complaining was not something we did in our family. If you had a problem, then just live with it. My mother had another saying, which was, don't get too big for your britches. And that meant be satisfied with what you have. Don't ask for too much. Don't think that you're so special that you should have special consideration. Just deal with it. And of course, my mother, you know, when on her defense, she grew up in the Great Depression on a farm, and nobody had much then. You didn't have a lot of things, so you were expected to make do with what you had. Use it up, wear it out, make it do, and don't complain. That was part of growing up for my mother. Be strong, be stoic. That was one of the things we learned as a family. So I can relate to the disciples in the gospel today as they try not to listen to this beggar on the side of the road. Jesus and the disciples are leaving Jericho. They've spent some time in the city, and now it's time to move on to the next city down the road. And so a whole crowd of people has accompanied Jesus and the disciples as they're on their way out of town to say goodbye and to show them to the edge of town. And everybody wants a piece of Jesus. I need to speak to the master. Can I touch him? Give me a word. And so the disciples naturally are feeling a little defensive, and they form this sort of shield around Jesus to protect him from the crush of the crowd. Well, it happens that there is a blind beggar by the side of the road, and he's crying out, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. And he won't shut up. It's just one more voice, one more person who wants to get some of Jesus' attention. So the disciples ignore him. I mean, you can't stop for everyone. You'll never get out of town. And they've got to get Jesus on to the next thing. But this beggar is stubborn. He keeps crying out, mercy. Son of David, have mercy on me. And the disciples are stern. They say, be quiet. Stop yelling. There's too many people here. Don't you know your manners? Wait till you're called on. Don't complain. Don't get too big for your britches. But the gospel records that this beggar keeps yelling. The gospel doesn't forget, but remembers this beggar. He's obstinate. And everyone remembers this beggar who refused to shut up. It turns out that this beggar has a name. It's Bartimaeus. We know his name because the gospel remembers this story. So Jesus stops when he hears Bartimaeus' voice, and he stands still and he says, call him here. And so all of a sudden the crowd changes and they say, come on up, the master wants to see you. And Bartimaeus, it says he springs up and he throws off his cloak and he comes to Jesus. And that detail about throwing off his cloak, I think, is a very important detail. You know, for a beggar, a cloak is your house. That's all you have to shield you from the elements and keep you warm. And not only that, the cloak is what you lay out in front of you when you're begging and asking people to throw the coins into the cloak. And then you can gather up the cloak and feel for the coins and collect them in your hand. So when Bartimaeus throws off his cloak, he's all in. He's giving up everything, and he's totally trusting that Jesus is going to heal him and give him his sight. He's leaving his cloak behind. So the crowd says, "Come on up here." And Bartimaeus stands there before Jesus. Jesus says, "What do you want me to do for you?" He says, "Master, teacher, make me see again." And Jesus looks at him and says, "Go, your faith has made you well." And from that moment on, Bartimaeus is a follower of Jesus. I'm sure that the reason we remember him, that he was one of the followers of Jesus that continued on and became well known in the company of the disciples. But the lesson I take from this gospel story is that it's okay to complain. Bartimaeus complained and Jesus listened to him. He didn't ignore him. Now, many of us have had our voices taken from us. We've been taught not to complain. We've been ignored or we've been put down. And the message to us is, don't complain. We become invisible like Bartimaeus. And it takes a lot of courage for some of us to speak up and say, listen to me. I've got a story to tell. I have a witness that you need to hear. You know, sometimes people just want to hear the good things. They just want you to be nice. They want you to be polite. Don't interrupt. But Jesus never silences people. He stops. He stands still. He calls Bartimaeus and he listens to him. I heard an interview with a homeless person a while back. And the interviewer asked this person, "What's the hardest thing about being homeless?" And the man said, "The hardest thing is being invisible. Some people don't even look at me. They just walk right by and pretend I'm not there. I think I'm embarrassing to them, and so they just want to block me out and make me invisible. That's the hardest thing about being homeless." For Martin Luther King, the biggest challenge he had in the civil rights fight was convincing good middle-class American Christians that segregation was really a problem. Many good, faithful people just didn't want to see it. They didn't want to hear the problem. And so then it was never a problem for them. And that's why Martin Luther King had to organize protests and marches and speeches and get arrested so that he could bring the problem of segregation to the country in a way that people could hear it. Martin Luther King knew that he had to be Bartimaeus to us. Yesterday we were at Diocesan Convention and we ordained 4 new deacons. One of the things the bishop says to the deacons is that your job is to go out into the world and find trouble and bring it back to the church. In other words, the deacon is supposed to connect us with the needs of the world. The deacons are supposed to be Bartimaeus to us. So what I get from this gospel story is that my mother was wrong. It's okay to complain. There are times when you need to speak up and you need to give your witness and you need to say what's true. I think one of the things we learned from the Me Too movement was that a lot of women's voices had been silenced. They've been told, just deal with it. Sexual harassment or sexual abuse, you don't have to tell anybody about it, just be quiet. And the Me Too movement was a way for many women to find their voice and to speak up again and say, what happened to me was not right. And I think the story of Bartimaeus tells us that that's what they should be doing. We have the story about the blind beggar shouting out from the side of the road. And the story reminds us that it's okay to complain. And we remember Bartimaeus because of that. Amen.